Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, striving to provide great service every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News on KPLU, last week our travel expert Matthew Brumley took you to the Rhine River in Germany. This week on Going Places, Brumley is a little farther downriver along the French border. He talks to KPLU's Ed Ronco from Strasbourg.
Matthew, this week we're talking maybe about mixed identities because you're in a part of France known as the Alsace-Lorraine, and it has an interesting, convoluted history. What happened there?
You know, I'm on the border region between really France and Germany, and in the last 125 years, the people of Alsace have changed citizenship five times.
Five times. That's the result of World War I, World War II, and probably a variety of other things.
Yeah, but the Franco-Prussian War, and the list goes on and on. And you can see that here, Ed, when you go out to restaurants, the fact that it once belonged to Germany and then France. Like, for instance, I was in a restaurant today in Strasbourg, the capital of Alsace, and the specialty here is sauerkraut and foie gras, something you don't see normally on the same menu. One thing that you'll notice is when you meet people of the Alsace region, they will have French first names typically and German last names. So today I was working with a gentleman. His name was Jean-Pierre Schmidt. So you really see this this wonderful German-French mix, not only in the food, but in the people. I mean, they speak here. Everyone seems to speak both German and French. It's an interesting, very interesting part of France.
Strasbourg has a lot of connections to the history of Europe, but it also has a big impact on the future of Europe.
Yes, the European Parliament is here. Most of the time when we think of the European Union, we think of Brussels, and that's because the Commission is actually in Brussels, but the European Parliament is based firmly in Strasbourg. So there's a lot of Eurocrats here, a lot of business being done, and the future of Europe is most often being shaped here in Strasbourg. It all comes together here, Ed.
Matthew, it's really easy to travel to a part of Europe that is well known, right? To get on a plane and go to Paris or London or Rome. But there are these places that are in between the big cities in Europe where you often find a lot of kind of the magic and the secrets of the continent.
They're not on your normal, you know, tourist schedule, which means that there's lots of little hidden gems that most of us have never even heard the names of, all these great little villages where when you visit them, you literally will not hear English and certainly not American English. And I find that quite pleasant when you're traveling, just to find these little undiscovered places.
Well, so that makes me wonder. My ambitions in terms of learning language are always bigger than my abilities, and I don't know French. Would I be able to spend time there?
Oh, absolutely, Ed. There's plenty of people, especially in the wine industry, that are used to receiving mostly English people, and you'd have no problem here. I mean, everyone seems to speak a little bit of English, but a word to the wise, when you come to France, try to learn a little bit of French before you come here.
Hello, goodbye, thank you. Those are very useful things.
Merci, au revoir.
All right, Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Merci.
Matthew is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every Thursday, and you can learn a lot more about what we've talked about today, hear past commentaries, too, on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.